Last time we dealt with the Chakira of the really, it's we give credit to Rosameach for giving the fullest expression of this Chakira, because the Rabbi Yosef Engel Lekach Tov is much longer, but he takes a slightly different angle, which we won't go into, which we won't go into now. We had a lot of Nafkaminas, and I think that will suffice. That will suffice for us for now, even though obviously you could always add. I wanted to point out that it's possible that both sides might be right. It's possible there might be more than one kind of shlichus. How so? Interestingly, the Or Sameach already points out in this piece, he footnotes that when he gets to Perek Gimel, he will make this chiluk, and the Ahiezer makes it at even a little greater length after he talks about the Mishal, which I will come back to at the end of this Ahiezer. He says maybe there's a difference between Dine Mamonos and things that are more personal, like Gittin, etc. What does he mean by that? There are some things which I can actually give you. Right, like for example, my house. I could give you my house that's transferable, as opposed to, let's say, Gittin. I can't give you my wife. That's not transferable. I can make you slave to my wife, but I can't. Suggest, and so too does the Or Sameach later on in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Bet, that perhaps when you're dealing with something that is transferable, then the shlichus is making the shlichus the independent alter. Because after all, you can give him the whole object, so you can also give him the entire sort of partial bitlus to transact that object. When you're dealing with something that's not transferable, such as Gittin, a classic example, then your ma'isa can count as my ma'isa, meaning we would agree. Basically, what he's saying is we agree with the Torah about Gittin. But I agree with the Rambam about Dini Mamonos. In Dini Mamonos, if I sent you to sell my cow, even if I became a shochet, you could still sell my cow. But if I send you to divorce my wife, then if I become a shochet, you cannot divorce my wife, because you could become the Baal Dabur over my cow. But you can own my cow if I so desire. You can't become the Baal Dabur over my ishus, because I cannot transfer my marriage to you. That's the suggestion of the Achiezer. So again, we just left off with a chakira about shlichus, right? It could very well be that both sides of this coin are true. One is the Or Sameach Gimel.
Maybe the camera's out of focus completely.
Camera is Taka out of focus completely, but I know how to fix that now. I don't know why this fixes it, but it does. Computers are a bit of a cult. And the Achiezer, what do they suggest? They suggest that when it comes to Dine Mamonos, meaning transferable, a transferable object, then the Shliach is Naaseh the Baal Davar, because after all, you give him the whole thing, so why can't you give him whatever partial rights you so desire? But when it comes to ishus v'chuli, meaning non-transferable, I can't give you my wife, then the ma'isa hashliach is mityaches hamashaleach. The shliach's ma'isa counts as if I did it, even though I only did it very much with grandma. But you can't say he becomes Baal Dabur over it, because how can he be the Baal Dabur over my wife? That's one suggestion. Therefore, I'd say the Nachmanides would be that basically the Sos would be, the Torah would be moded to the Rambam. The Sos doesn't think so. He thinks there'd be machlokes in Dine Mamonos. If I send you to sell my house and give a shochet, the Rambam would say it works the gamrei. There's not even Sigur Rabbanan. There's no possible surah of it. And the Torah would say that it does not work. He says, no, Dine Mamonos, everyone would it works. Against the Sos. Against the Sos, who says the Rambam and the Torah would still disagree about Dini Mamonos. Another interesting possibility is what the Shari Yosher brings up. The Shari Yosher says there are two types of shlichus. He says, now, you don't have to agree with him. You could construe both of these types as either one of them. He says, there are two types of shlichus because there are two types of problems that shlichus is overcome. Sometimes the problem is that you have no right, don't have the ability or right to affect this chalos. Like a classic example is Gittin. You have no power to divorce my wife. Even if you decide 100%, even if she agrees, you have no power to divorce my wife. You need me to give you power to divorce my wife. That is one type. The other type of shlichus, he says, is when everyone has power to do it, but I want the credit for it, and I don't want you to get the credit for it. I want the credit for it. This clearly is the sheet of Rapsabek Beishamai. If I hire a hitman to kill someone, we don't possibly like this at all. But Beishamai says, if I hire a hitman to kill someone, not that you should hire a hitman to kill someone. If I hire a hitman to kill someone, then I'm Chayav Misa. Here, it's not a matter of that shlichus. That kind of shlichus is not shlichus that, oh, like, I'm giving you the authorization to kill someone. Like, anyone with a gun can morally kill someone. It's that instead of you getting the demerit in both heaven and earthly court for killing someone, the demerit goes to me, or likewise for mitzvos. Let's say I want to do a mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah. I said a shliach to put up a mezuzah. Anyone can put up a mezuzah, like, you just have to put it up. There's no, like, chalos that only some people are authorized to tape a mezuzah onto the doorpost. But you're putting a mezuzah, so you want credit for it, instead of you getting credit. Therefore, the transferring of the credit, that is a second goal which shlichus tries to accomplish. He says sometimes the goal of shlichus is, and now, whether there are actually any such examples of this latter type is somewhat is controversial. I can't offhand think of an example that I can't deny if I so desire. But he says, for example, maybe that's Shechitas Karban Pesach, right? One of the Makoros of Shlichus is Shechitas Karban Pesach. If I send you to Shechitas Karban Pesach for me, you don't need any power to Shechitas Karban Pesach. Shechitas is a physical act, which if you hold the knife properly, you do. But the point is, if I send you to Shechitas Karban Pesach, I'll get credit for the mitzvah and not you. And therefore, says the Shari Yosher, he says that there are two types of shlichus. There is a type of shlichus where type A, one type of shlichus. What does he say? Let's just find. He says at the beginning, this is totally a tangent. He's really trying to talk about why there's no shlichus. But Alitza says, Yishma the Shnei in Yonim. There are two in Yonim of shlichus, and he said there are shnei yonim nifradim. Right, there are two in yonim nifradim in shlichus. One of them is liyach samaisa nas shlich ilo also shlich. The second one is yonim chadoma shamaisa shlich moelus brelus komaisa shalabaylin atzmam. He says type A is where the shliach has no power to create chalos, but the shaleach gives him the power to create halos. For example, kinyanim, no buying and selling. Type B is where the mishaleach wants credit for the action of the shaliach, for example, mitzvos, right? I want credit for putting up mezuzah, even though you're putting up mezuzah, so I make your shaliach, and therefore I get credit for the mitzvah of mezuzah. I make all the shaliach and get the shop, let's say, and then I get credit for giving my son a bris milah. And then he does retire this into the realm of Nixos, but it's not like he turns it into the realm of Nixos. When the point of Shlichus is to authorize an action that would otherwise fail, then I'm handing over, maybe I'm making the Shlichus more of a baldover. Basically, what am I trying to say here? They say explicitly that this would be like Rambam, and this would be like the Torah. The Shari Yosher does not explicitly say this, but I think you could very well say that when the point of the Shliach is just giving him the power to do it, but I'm not trying to get credit for what he's doing, then maybe he would say that's like the Rambam. He would say, no, then I'm making him independent. But when the point of Shlichus is not that he needs power to do something, he's doing so much Shlichus power pass, which anyone can do. He's doing something like putting up resources, which anyone can do. I just want credit for what he's doing. And it could be, he says at the end, Chazal can do both of these from Kintarim Gavatem. It could be he's actually learning both of them from Truma, because maybe in Truma, A, you have the power to make, say, to Mafresh, my weed without permission, and B, I want credit for doing stuff. Maybe this way would be like the tour. Okay, this Chiluk Bashari Yosher appears a lot in the Achronim in other contexts, but we won't get into it too much now. Okay.
But this is, again, you say the story on credit, but the Shliach is also getting credit. It's not all him or all him. It's half and half.
Right. I have no doubt that you get credit for being so much Shliach to do a mitzvah. But you're not chayiv. You can't say you'll see the mitzvah. If you put a mezuzah on my house, I'll pass this. Hard to say you don't see the mitzvah because you're not chayiv to put a mezuzah on my house in the first place. Obviously, you get credit for messiah for doing a mitzvah. I'm not saying you get no credit in heaven, but ultimately, I am chayiv to put a mezuzah on my house. You put a mezuzah on my house. So how am I yotzi my mitzvah? Through shlichus. You never had a mitzvah to yotzi. So yes, it's a good deed. But you wouldn't say you're yotzei mitzvah. You can't be yotzei mitzvah. You're not chayav. You know, lechor, if you shech by karbon pesach, also, you're not yotzei a mitzvah because you're not chayav to shech by karbon pesach.
Which is one of the that's dependent on the gavra of the pesach. Is it
that's why I said that this, whether or not the second category exists, is not so pashut. Because you could say that all the cases where I send someone else to do a mitzvah for me, it's not really shlichus. It's not really the shlichus, really just that we need the chesed. Correct, but
that's straight on Nietzsche. Shari Yosher and the Pavitz are saying that would be opposite.
Exactly. Precisely. When it comes to getting, they're saying the opposite. Correct. When it comes to getting, they're saying the opposite. He would fit the Rambam in getting, and he would fit the Torah.
It seems to be a serious problem.
One Sfeitinim would be, if you all like the Torah. Okay. I don't find it difficult. Because Nehla, the Rambam, the Torah, the opposite conclusions already about the Yerushim. But that wasn't relative. But nonetheless, now maybe you could come to two conclusions regarding the Yerushim, depending on which kind of Yerushim. This ties into a number of things we've discussed throughout the year. But one of them in particular was the sheet of, I call it traditionally Sariyat, because he's the one who said it very nicely in our sugya. We've done before many, many shows all over our shas. Who would agree with him? May sugyas mili lefi teref achidusha miksav yad lechule. What did we say about mili? We said maybe the two kinds of shlichus are mili shlichus and chetah shlichus, right? What did we try to say? We said when it's mili bi alma, what was this phrase? Oh, I did bring a nice phrase. There was no haknah shlichus or something. Is this phrase as opposed to being a chetah? There's haknah shlichus, right? Something like that. No, I mean the language of the chetah shlichus yad himself. Nice term. Something like that. But he's not in this fellow. Okay, he had something like Mila Bialma versus Mesiras Cheft. Mila Bialma is Shlichos of, I think his Lashon was Haknah, non Haknah type. Well, this is, I think his phrase was haknas. I just don't remember if that was the exact word or not. But I think it was something along those lines. Meaning, what's he saying? Here we're saying that the shliach is not sent to Baal Tovar, and that's why he can make another shliach. You give him the chatza. I gave him the chatza. Now I put it. I gave him the get. Now I can't even tell over this yet. Now he's the Baal Tovar kind of shliach. He can make someone else. Opposed to I just told him to write the get. Right? Again, it's not the Rambam and the Rambam that it's something about, you know, shtaros, etc. No, it's just chatza. We're not chatza. If I told him, go find some money and Kaddish and roll for me, give him an advice for anything. I just told him something. If I give him the get, or if I give him a cow, or if I give him the money, then that's different. And this is just maybe the Maisa Shliach is Mesiaches, the Meshaleach, and therefore he cannot make another Shliach. See, he's not invited to make another Shliach, meaning that this would be like the Derech of the Torah, and this would be like the derech of the Rambam. So it could be even within getting, depending on whether you're talking Sibor to spell out meanly or not. That was exactly the pshat that we liked. Meanly, low mention of Shriya. This might tie into some other things we discussed as well. This might tie into some other things we discussed as well. Perhaps this could tie into our discussion in which live, well, Allah and Shliach Kabbalah is very similar to this. Shliach Kabbalah is also me. And that Shliach Kabbalah, just like we can do my arm to receive the get. While Shliach Lalach is really giving you power over his get. And maybe the Rambam still look in terms of two types of Shlichus when he talked about Truma. Truma is one kind of Shlichus, but, you know, Truma is one kind. Or rather, not that Truma is one kind of Shlichus. That the Ran said, that was the Ramban, that Kolorosa Litrum Yavo Yitrum is a Mishnah Mitzion kind of Shlichus, as opposed to which is a more serious kind of shlichus, meaning maybe the kolorotzo lidrom yovo miyedrom is taking the birth of the Baal Tovar. Whoever wants to can do whatever they want. I'm giving anyone who wants the power, but I'm not, you know, making you my arm. I'm not telling you to work. Therefore, they need the darim. It would not be considered hanah. Well, if I send you with the Rambam kind of shlichus, whoever wants it can do whatever they want. Do what you want. That is making you the Baal Tovar. Therefore, if you're not working for me, not a violation of Hanah. If I tell you should do this specifically, then that is the sending you to do a Maisa kind of shlichus, and maybe that's considered Hanah, so that would tie to those things. I'll mention briefly, but I admit that when you think about it, this gets very confusing, that in the sugya in Bava Metzia, there seem to be two levels of shlichus. There was regular shlichus, and there was shlichus for Bailo Imo and Hafar Sedar. Now, we did not interpret it as Fedinim, but the Ritva says something fascinating in that sugya, and then we'll come back to our local sugya. The Ritva says, Gor, there has a suffix. Can an Ebed count for Bailo Imo as my shlichus? Says on the one hand, maybe an Eved is worse than a regular Shliach. Maybe an Eved is worse than a regular Shliach. He's not bar mitzvah. Not chayiv all the mitzvos, or maybe some people say it means he's not chayiv the mamonist, the property. On the other hand, maybe he's better than a regular Shliach, because Yad Eved, Ki Yad, Rabo, because he is part of it. So, says the Ritva, why don't we have a suffix anywhere else in Shas with an Eved can be a Shliach? Says, no, in regular Shlichus, for sure, an Eved is the same as anyone else. We don't differentiate between an Eved and an Eved. It's only in this special kind of Shlichus for Bailam Emo that we differentiate, and I assume, of course, darn, that we differentiate between an Eved and a Ben Borin, and his Loshon is, give me a second, Banachon. Since here you need a special level of shlichus, maybe this is a different kind of shlichus, then it would need to be a ben chorin and an eved. Okay, but we're going to just make that hara. You can buy it on your own. And I think we're ready to go on. So what do we see so far? We saw the machlokas between the Rambam and the Torah. So machlokas the Rambam and the Torah. And the Ktzos explained it as a machlokas in Shlichus. To what extent? He didn't say these words. That was good. To what extent is the Shliach get independent now? Or is the Shliach just an extension of the Shliach? And the Ursmeach explained that this is the Shas. And we said it may be that it's not just that your one answer is right, the other answer is right, because you have both answers right, depending on what kind of Shlichus we are talking about. Now, I want to point out there's some achronim who suggest that maybe the whole Ktzos analysis is wrong. And this is based on the Yerushalmi, which is quoted in the Ahiezer. Now, the Ahiezer quotes Yerushalmi, says it only works with the Torah. The Yerushalmi, let's keep in mind, is not telling us the machlokes between the Torah and the Rambam. Shami's not Osei from Machlokes Torah and Rambam. Shami is telling us Machlokes Torah and Yochanan Beis Lakish, and the Shami has a few differences within the Machlokes Torah and Yochanan Beis Lakish from the Bavli. What's the most striking difference between the Shami and the Bavli? Switch the names, right? Meaning by us, it's Reish Lakish who says you can write the get and give it while he is a shota, and Rabbi Yochanan says he can't. And in the Shami, it is exactly. It is exactly the opposite. Okay. The there's a lot of the Bavli that's not in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't say everyone's quoted in a Shota and they only worry about Yerdikas. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that like the Bavli does. Not possible, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say it. The Yerushalmi also doesn't have an answer to solos. But what's interesting is that the Yerushalmi has a comparison. The Yerushalmi has an extension to Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish. It's obviously not blinding on the Bavli. Bavli thinks Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish even have the opposite shitas. But the Yerushalmi has an extension of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says like this: what if Mina Shliach Ve'achzo Kordaikos says, according to Yerushalmi, Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish, the one who says, E. Efshar, Liteng, Kishe Haba'al, Shote. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Efshar, Liteng, even Kishe Haba'al, Shote. Like the opposite of our Gemara. Okay, that's not so exciting. But the next line in the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says, "Notzon la eskita, but Amar lo yeget el lamacher v'nasar kerdaikos teflukted Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish or zark la eskita, but Amar lo yeget el lamacher teflukted Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish." Oh, sorry, distinction. But how about notzon la yeget? But Amar shetachol machar. So Yachol, right? Get this masculine. She Yachol Machar, the Achso Kordaikos. Kordaikos. Here the Rishali says to Flok to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the same Reish Lakish would say that in Hagerushin Kvalin Yishehabal Shoteh, and Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, the Gerushin can be chal when the Baal is a Shoteh. So what do we see from the Yerushalmi about the Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish? We see that the Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish is not about Shlichus. The Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish is about Shlichus. Yeah, we haven't had a life of Reish Lakish. The Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish is about Shlichus. Then they wouldn't really be arguing also about a halos lacher's mind. No, they'd only be arguing about shlichus. Obviously, close to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is about the halos of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is, let's, well, is about either, yes, one second. The Gemara asks on, let me go back a second. You can't say the Machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish just whether the Kerdikas counts as Shota or not, which would be a little similar to the Bavli, because the Gemara asks on Rish Lakish, says, there's a question he can't answer. Maslisa plea over Shlakim less for Kiyam, or you should solo over Guyan for Romans with a kiss to get the Ishto, Kosu, Minosu, Cheskas, Shemeshava Tluyim over, Epsilon, it's for Daito Shachas. Right? They say, we can ask a Kasher Rish Lakish. The Gemara is not a Kasher Rish Lakish. Yo, wow. Kasher Rish Lakish, but the guy who Guyan or Solo, right? He was crucified or chopped, his limbs were chopped off. He's dying, and he can still give a get to his wife. Doesn't he lose his mind as he's dying? Okay, we say that you don't need to be sane to give a get to your wife. So if we ask a kasha Rish Lakish with greater solo, it'll be a sheep and not specific for dying. Not shota in general. That's why on the board I said, not shota in general. So now what's the machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish, Lefi the Rishali? Lefi the Rishali, you have no choice to say they're not even shlut. But in this case, I've been shlut. They're not only argument for Dagos, because then what's not on the board here, the Gemara would not have disproven Rish Lakish from a Guyan of salt. They're arguing about the Das. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is what is the yesod. A machlokes, I mean in longus, I mean just practical. That according to Rish Lakish, Sarech Das, the Shas Chalos, Hagirishin, let me say that. According to Rish Lakish, I don't want to analyze it all. I just want to say, Habal Sarech Ligos Ben Das the Shas Chalos Hagirishin. Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, obviously, the Baal has to be a Ben Das when he is involved in the Gerushin. Then obviously, what he says has to come from Das, right? Obviously. A Baal, Sarach, Leos, Ben Das, the Ace, Bishah, Shehu, Medaber, the Oseh. Obviously, if he does something as being a das, that's posh. If he does something that's not a midas, then that's worthless. But in Habaal, Sarach Leos Ben Das, Baalino Sarach Leos Ben Das, Bishas Chalos Girushin, that's machlokes. Does the Baal mean need to be Ben Das when there's Chalos Girushin when there's not Girushin? They're not arguing that whether the Mishaleach Das counts as the Shliach Das or not. Then they would also argue about Lacher, Lacher, or Mach. They're arguing, does the Baal only need Das when he is involved, or does he need Das when the Chalos finally happens? That's the Machlokes. What does the Achiezer say? The Achiezer says that, this works well for the Torah. The Torah says that, well, it's Pasha, the Mishaleach, the Shleach, the Mishaleach. The only thing important is the Mishaleach, the husband. And then it makes sense. They're arguing, but you need the husband's house. Doesn't make much sense for the rest of the month. It's all about Shliach being independent. Then they shouldn't argue. Okay, what I want to know about is just what the question is, what's the yesod of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah? One way is the Tzos and the Or Sameach. What's the yesod of the machlokes? Is that the Rambam holds that the shliach is naseh bal davar v'das hashliach moel. As long as you das the shliach, that's good enough. Well, the Torah says no. The shliach doesn't become bal davar. V'das hashliach eino moel. therefore, you need not so much shalach. You don't have that so much shalach. It's so good. Right? That is one doubt. However, who did I put here? I put the Ramathon and the Kobashirin.
And just to clarify, what did the Ramathon say? Sorry.
The Ramah says that me d'oraisa, if the shliach gives when I have kordaikus, then it's valid. The shliach gives when the husband shows it's valid. The first says me d'oraisa, it's not valid. The other derech is the kovet shiurim in the first paragraph here, and the kilus Yaakov that I put in brackets. They both say no. The machlokas has nothing to do with shlichus. They say it's a nice thing here in shlichus that has nothing to do with the Ramah and the Torah. I mean, it's not a nice thing here. They say the machlokas, the Rambam and Tur is similar. The machlokas of Yom Kippur Shalom to Sukkot Shalom. After all, the Rambam and Tur work with the Bavli. The Bavli, Yom Kippur Shalom, should argue that a technical point about their Kordaikus counts as Shodan and Samit Yom. They don't argue anything too fundamental. In the Bavli, Yom Kippur Shalom, you don't have a fundamental disagreement. It's only the Tur and the Rambam. And they say, basically, that the Rambam is like in the Yerushalmi, it would be Rabbi Yochanan. And the Torah would be like Rish Lakish in Yerushalmi, meaning what? Let's say the husband was a Ben Das when he said what he had to say, and became not a Mendas leader. Right? So, says the Kovach Yermir, what does he say? He said, look at the Rishalmi, and therefore, you have to say, or does he say that this is the Machlokes, that only a secular? One second. Okay, maybe this is only the site for that. Who says the Mahida, the state is Machlokes. He just spoke with Rishalmi.
According to the concerns, why does it work if you're a bomb?
It doesn't. It doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work. Yes.
Okay. It says, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is this. Is that the Rambam says, again, Mita Raisa, that the Ina Das, the Shas, Amira, Vaasiya, Avalo, Acharkach. You need das when he does something. When he does something, you need das. But why does he need to have das when he's not doing anything? Das is for him to do things. When he does things, he needs das. When he's finished doing things, he doesn't need das. While the Torah would say no. The Inan das. Hapa'al. Af. Achar Sium Amibroso Vaasiyoso. Okay, I will you know what? Let's be more Beinadas Habal Af Bishas Kalos Hagirishin, even though he's not involved. Meaning, do you only need the das habal when he does something, or do you need the das habal even when he's not doing anything? And that is the machlokas. And why is that? So, here I think there are maybe two different ways of understanding. I would not have understood it the way Steichler did, or the way the Kovach Yerim explained to Yerushalmi. Right here, I admit the. Really, the Rambam makes a lot of sense. It's not because the shliach's das is good enough. It's because if he's not doing anything, why does he need das? He said what he had to say with das. Like, why does he need das when he's not doing anything? What's the shita of the Torah? So the Kovach Yerim and the Stipe would suggest maybe there's just a special din that you can't have a kinyan or a halos worship. He's not only mafka from Pula, he's mafka from Chalumios. Okay? I'm not so excited about that. This type of Saraya from a famous sheet of Rashi that are called up can't. He usually don't write sitting with this people who just das. I think that's their discussion. It's just, I think the way the Rav says it is a little better here. The Rav says, you know what? Because it's just a lot closer than the need for das. And yeah, do you need das? I guess, do you need das once and that lasts until you change your mind? Or, I mean, I guess he's really just saying don't add anything. Maybe just analyze it this way. When the Torah says you need das, does that mean you need to express your das and then it like sticks and lasts forever? Or does that mean no? At the time the kinyan is chal, you need your das to make it chal. Maybe that's the locus. Just is das just you need to do things with das, but once you did them, then the das is like there, the das is on the table, no one took it away. Or no, you need das for the etzem chalos. Okay. So this is basically the machlokas, isn't that, again, the Kielsiak is a little differently, that das is needed for pe'ulos, or no, das is needed for kalos. They just have a machlokas about the rules of das. Do we say you need das when you do something and then it's on the table and lasts forever? Or do you say, no, you need das when something is hal? Maybe that's machlokas, not about shlichus. Maybe the whole shlichus is a red herring based on the Yerushalmi. Now, what is based on the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is not discussing the machlokas around the Torah. The Yerushalmi is discussing the machlokas from Yoko Shlokish in a way that doesn't match the problem. But the Stifler's claiming is you can take this idea of the machlokas, Rabbi Yoko Shlokish and Yerushalmi, and say, well, did the Bavli care about that machlokas? Not in the Gemara, but according to the Bavli, that's machlokas around the Torah. According to the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish have a technical machlokas over the Shami B'yoda counts as, counts as Shoter or as Yosh. But maybe machlokas around the Torah is this, in which case the other Nachman is machlokas around the Torah, we have nothing to Shlokish. The other Nachman would be the case of Yerushalayim. What if he even gets Bichala or Lamed? And then he became a Shoter.
It's very vague because you give it to a shliach and it's going, it's going to take him half a year. You have no idea when he's going to get there and do it. But you're having the snap for whatever happened to happen. So the guy has to show that he has that kind of dog.
Okay, getting fair. And what Morty's saying is, let's say I send a shliach to Medina Sayyad, and 3 months later, he gives what I forget. I have no idea what's happening 3 months later. Just that since I agreed originally, then that's good enough. Machlokes Rama Torah might be, why is that? The Rama would say, you know why it's good enough? Because I originally said, I agree, and that agreement is good enough, even though I don't maintain it. Well, the Torah would say, no. It's because every day that I haven't changed my mind, in the back of my mind, I'm still thinking, but I want this guy to work on it. It's like, no, now is the moment he finds where I really decide I want him to divorce her. You know, the machlokas is basically, in your case, isn't that the das once is fundamentally good enough, or that it's not really good enough? It's just in the back of his mind. Now, if we're going to be a shote, who no longer has back of his mind. Correct. This might relate to the next piece, which is whether we needed a dika at the time of the, don't say, oh, it did not. Or let's say better, at the time of the chalos. Okay, so let's. Let's move on to the next Bikurish sheet then. Yeah. Yeah, he says a little different. The truth is that he says a little different, or basically, does das last or does it not last? Right? Or maybe there's a Gezeira Sarkasov, and that's also what the Kovashirim talks about. He says, what? Even if that's what last, great. There's a Gezeira Sarkasov that Shota can't have, let's say, Kinyanim / Haluyos, etc. I'm not terribly attracted to that. I don't think his proof is a good proof, but that's what he says.
We don't need
He doesn't ask that on himself. He obviously has an answer up his sleeve. But
so even the Rabbi doesn't say.
No, there's a serious question. You don't need das and shiv for years. And that's why you can say also that the problem is serious question. Das and shiv for years. But it'd still be a little tricky for him. Okay, but I'm not terribly attracted to that. Okay, now let's come back to our sugya for a second, right? Interesting question. Do we hold like Yerushalmi? Do we not hold like Yerushalmi? Right? Meaning, according to Yerushalmi, you need that, and not only do you need das b'shas maisa, you also need das b'shas kalos. What do you share? That it's not enough to have das b'shas sibu sina. You need das even b'shas kalos. If I say this gets me halala, do we agree with that or do we not? The Rosh but go through Yerushalmi. Here it goes to the Balitosos. I don't know if we have the Balitosos, but the Rosh will go through Yerushalmi. And says the Balei Tosfos asked the Kasha from later on in our perek, which we'll get to soon enough. The Fine Gimel and Base. There's a case of the Mishnah Me'es Shani Ba'olam. Right, the Gemara has a case here. And three lines to the end of Gimel Beis, Amar Rava, but Omer Me'esh Shani Ba'olam says the get should be chal for the last second. What's the problem? The last second someone's in the world, they usually don't have das, right? The last second where someone dies. Now, obviously, it depends. You know, if someone dies violently by getting their head chopped off by a samurai, then the last second they're in the world, they do have das. But all the cases they get later on are sick. You know, generally, the people who give gittin to be chal before they die is because they're sick. They think they're going to die, and they don't want their wife to have to worry about chalitza. Obviously, if a guy has kids, he doesn't give the wife a get when he's sick because he says, whatever, so if I die, she doesn't need a get. It's the guy who doesn't have kids. Basically, most of his parents, so a guy gives a get when he's sick, chal when he dies, so that you won't have to worry about chalitza. Because sometimes, you know, chalitza can be very hard. I would say before modern transportation, even nowadays, anyway, so the question is, how does he get this get? He doesn't want to be in that case. He doesn't want to divorce from her now because he still wants to be married to her while he's sick. He wants to be able to be siachid with her while he is sick. On the other hand, he doesn't want to divorce her after he dies, but then it's too late. So the answer is, but Omar may ishani ba'olam, you're divorced the last second arm in the world. Ask the Rosh for the name of the Balei Tosfos. Or here, doesn't it? He asked the Rosh. He says, Kashali, what about Lekamed Bepirkin, Lotus Yachid, Imo, Barmer, Me'i, Shani, Ba'ola? Meaning, Mutton, Bibis Yachid, if he gives a get, Be'ish, Shani, Ba'ola, because they're still married to the last second of his life. The Master, Shani, Rosh, Yachal, Yel, Rega, Achron, Shuba'ola, Ba'osa, Rega, Yashal, Ba'ola, you can't check if he is loose or not. So you can't check someone in the last second to check the next question. See? So here's the problem. How could there be Me'esh Shani Ba'olam? Now remember, Me'esh Shani Ba'olam is not on the mission. Me'esh Shani Ba'olam is the Ba'olam. Amar Rava Ba'omer Me'esh Shani Ba'olam. So what do the Balei Tosfos conclude? She'ein makpidin el b'shas k'siva b'shalok k'divrei Yerushalmi v'ha'tosefta. No, we are not makpid on the Shas Kalos again. Against the Yerushalmi, meaning do we agree with this Yerushalmi that even in das b'shas chalos, or do we not agree with this Yerushalmi? Okay, that is a says Tosos. We don't actually agree with this Yerushalmi at all.
The wrong.
Just the meter. Again, we mark on. Right, remember the close round first. Right, but correct, you mean right, so you don't mean das, just see one or anything. Either because the shliach becomes baldavar, or just because once you have das, that's good enough. The das less. No, the Yerushalmi objection is just because Maguya. Correct. But I don't know what it means, rejected Rishlakish. It just says you can't answer this brisa. I don't know what that means. That's a rejection. But Lemaisa, let's ask another question. 1 second, sorry. We missed time. Okay, the question I want to ask is, when does the husband need to be lucid? When does the husband need to be lucid? With the Rabbi Yochanan, maybe with everyone in Shota, or the Babli, or the Reish Lakish in the Shalmi. When does the Baal need to be lucid? So, says the Yerushalmi, with the Reish Lakish, Afilo, Bishas Chalos, you know, a delayed Chalos, right? A Bishas Chalos Hagirushin. Even if I did the Ksiva and the Nesina now, he still has to be lucid tomorrow, Bishas Chalos, right? But Omer, you know, Sheyachulu Hagirushin Lamachar. Does the Bavli agree with the Yerushalmi? Says Tosfos, and says Tosfos to the Rashba, the Bavli must disagree with the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli says, I give a death, and the HDR to build a line or a das. Right? So does the Bavli agree? Says the Rashba, Mishay Tosfos. No, because of May Ace, Shani Ba'olam. Must be the Bavli doesn't agree with that. Now, you don't need Da'as B'Shas Halos HaGirushin. But that's not so Pashut. That's not so Pashut. Because if you look in the Korban Sinai, what does the Korban Sinai say? That the Korban Sinai, yes. The Bavli could also go through Shali. What do you do with Beis Shani Ba'olam? What does the Korban Sinai do?
Change it to say.
Right, not to say, but to me. Right? That's what you meant. Right, it says Beis Shani Ba'olam doesn't mean the last moment of my life. It means the last moment of my lucidity. And then it's fine. He just says, Beis Shani Ba'olam equals the not last moment of life, but my last moment of lucidity. Okay, that's what he means. What do you mean Ba'olam? Think Ba'olam means my goof is Ba'olam, you know? No, Ba'olam means my mind is Ba'olam. And therefore, rather than even have to say, it's obvious, but Ishin Ba'olam means from the last moment I'm capable of thinking.
That's a determinant. It could be lucid, not
lucid. Igloimil Slomachrea. They actually cut on the last moment that I'm lucid. Okay. After all, the last moment I'm alive, we also don't know except Slomachrea. How do you know when's the last moment you're alive?
That's a clear statement.
Okay. Here, but it doesn't matter. We can easily figure it out or not. You really want to figure it out. You're right, we can't figure out the last moment of lucidity. It's too hard to tell, but theoretically you could. And therefore, it is something defined.
Can we say that put in the silence of Bobby Yerushalmi Yochanan?
Correct. And even Rachel Lakish in the Bobby, the Lakor would agree if it was a Shota and not really productive. So let's say it's not Tommy Yochanan. Remember, if it's not something the other, the machlokes were about thought. Right? So really, everyone in the Bavli would agree if there wasn't a cure in our hands, right?
Me, clearly, Alma, that you need. Das machlokes just
is kerdikus. Consider ben das because he has the cures in our hands. Okay, that is the Yerushalmi, go so far. But the, okay, do the Bible you Yerushalmi or not? Maybe, maybe not. The question is, forget the Yerushalmi. Forget the Yerushalmi. Let's assume not like Yerushalmi for now. At what moment does the husband eat that das? What does the Gemara say? What moment? Amri Shlakish Kosim and Nosin get la alter from Yochanan Amar in Kosin Eller Lashishtape. You don't write the get until it gets better. So clearly, when did the husband eat that das? Thank literally Bishas Siva. Okay. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say Shas Siva in Kosin Eller Lashishtape? So is there something special about Siva that he wants to say? Or no? Maybe it's just like, since Siva is the first thing to do, don't start first thing until it gets better. And obviously, it's not also in the middle or last thing until it gets better. So here, Yeshua Ayin Harpe, right? Again, when did the husband need to be lucid? Forget the Yerushalmi. Forget the Yerushalmi. If you just took Rabbi Yochanan face value, you might say, Rock. The Shas Ksiva. You might say only Shas Ksiva. After all, he only says Ksiva. He doesn't say Shas Ksiva. Now again, it's not a very good proof. More of a remez than a deal. Yeah, because maybe everyone says coaching, so that's the first thing you do. So the question is, do you start the process? Yeah, so yeah. So not there's no deal, but nonetheless, what's interesting is, look at the Rashba. That was on the course here. Yerushalmi nasal as gidi v'amrlo you get el lamacher v'nasar kerdaikos. Get plugged under Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. I've got me kandira. Dafilu kasubuhu ba'odo shafoi. Even if they wrote it when he was shafoi, who said, v'nasar kerdaikos shas tzino l'gerish and pasmo Rabbi Yochanan. Even if he had das when the Nesima, just lost his das before the Nesima, it's possible. V'im kei cholet zarpadigim and shas tzima v'yishas tzino. Therefore, you have to check the cholet when you write it. You also have to check the cholet when you give it, because he needs to ask bein b'shas tzina and b'shas tzina. The kashali the agrino the kavan perkin gemar lo ziyachim etc. etc. We do have a scene about like Tosos nearly. From Tosos, it sounds like she ain't my pin el b'shas tzina. So look at the very Yerushalmi that Tosefta bit sorry Eon. Okay, he leaves it a bit. Question. He says Tosos says again. He doesn't mean Tosos the leader principle. Tosos only says Shas Ksiva. Tosos only says Ksiva. Now, Lafuke what? Not just Lafuke Shas Kalos when it's a Lachar. Lafuke his whole discussion. What's the whole discussion been? His whole discussion been, I think even if he loses his Das Shas Ksiva, it's possible. Therefore, you have to check him. Bein Shas Ksiva, Bein Shas Ksiva. But Tosos says you only have to check him Shas Ksiva. Tosos in the Rashba, the low. B'shas Nesina. This is Rashba B'shem Tosos. It's clearly against Tosos on our daf, right? That's Pashim to get Tosos on our daf. What does Tosos on our daf say? He says, Omer B'shem Tosos, largely is Kalkim Ksiva L'Nesina. You have to be careful from Ksiva through Nesina. In this calculus time, if he loses his mind in between, then it's going to be a problem. Meaning, even if he just finds B'shas Nesina, loses his mind before Nesina, it's a problem. So it's again for Tosos. But the Rashi name of Tosos says only Ksiva, not Nesina. And there are many Rishonim who only mention Shas Ksiva. Now the Rashi is very flourished because he's like contrasting it with Nesina. For example, look at that Gos Maimonios, quoting the Sefer Truma. That Gos Maimonios right here says, I'm reading you Sifkatan. Okay, it was Sifkatan Ayin in my Frankel. I see it's not Sifkatan Ayin in the printed ones. So maybe you missed it. But
right, it wasn't there.
Yeah. In the Frankel was Sifkatan Ayin. I don't know why the Sifkatan's got messed up. But let's read it here. Let's hope we can see text here. What does it say here? In Sifkatan, why it's very small. And, right. Sifkat Nun, I think. What does he say?
We couldn't find.
And also, it's on the side. It was in my Hagos Maimonios, my Frankel Rambam, and I didn't check the Rambam of the Bar Ilan. But it's got to be here someplace. No, it's got to be here someplace. Maybe it's in Sifkat Sadi. In Sifkat Sadi, what does it say? Let's see. Yes. What does it say in Sifkat Sadi? Amar Ri, Shakosid get the Shkimmi right. Yizar Shlo Yiskalpil B'chol Yom. Make sure he doesn't lose his mind out of his disease. B'shas Ksiva, at the time of Ksiva. Now here, he's not contrasting to Ksiva. He's not discussing Ksiva. But it's interesting, he says, B'shas Ksiva. So maybe, the Hagos Maimonios, again, it's Sifkat Sadi in the printed ones. I don't know why the Sifkat were off, but maybe I just made a mistake. I don't know. But then it gets Sifkat Sadi. And then I realized it wasn't just the Hagos Maimonios. If you look in the Rush that's on the Makorot sheet, you look at the Lashon of the Rush in the beginning of the Perek, which of course the Rush is Perek Shishi, not Perek Shvi. He says, "Ba'omer Ri, Tzarech Lizar B'Shchivim Rash Shetzivim LiDenget Shetaytem Yushev Asalam." Make sure when he tells you to get that he has his mind with him. The Afishas Siva. Now it sounds like what's he saying? When he's mitzave, you have to make sure he has his mind with him. And even Ishas Siva, you have to make sure he still has his mind with him. Because sometimes his das is messed up, and he's sometimes lucid, sometimes not. So what does he say here? He says, when the chol is mitzavi, you have to make sure he has his mind with him. Even a shas ksiva, you have to make sure he has his mind with him. He doesn't say even a shas nesina. He doesn't say even a shas nesina, and it's even clearer in the Kitzer Piskei HaRash, which was the summary of the Pesach Rush written by, the truth is I take it back. The Rush is it is clear in the Pesach Rush here. Oh, so I'm saying, speak for me. Because what does he say? He says, Shimei Rush HaTziva Lichtov Get Leishav Tzor Shedev Yishav Zolov B'Shav Tzksiva Tzaget. And likewise, the Torah, who wrote the Kitzer Pesach Rush in the Torah, just only mentions Ksiva Taget. Now again, this could be Dafka, it could be Lav Dafka, it's hard to know. You would think it is Dafka Ksiva Lafuke Nesina. The tricky part is that if you look in the very end of the Russian Gittin, there's a Seder Ksiva Taget of Sinaso. I think it's supposed to be written by the Rush. Like a summary of Hilchos Gittin, and the summary of Hilchos Gittin, he says, more like our printed Tosfos. He says, Beis Yosef, who says maybe that's the right gear, maybe that's not the right gear, but we don't have any evidence that's not the right gear, so. It's hard to tell. Maybe he'll see the Lav Dafka, because then when he comes to Halacha Maisa, he says just this. So, but maybe the Hagos Maimonios, the Rush, and the Tor, Shehiz Kiru, Ksiva, Levad, only mentioned Ksiva. You don't know if it's Dafka or not. But in the Rav, according to Tosfos, it's clearly Shita that he only needs to be have das b'shas ksiva, not b'shas ksiva. Which is very fascinating. What would you have said? When does he need to have das? What would you have said? When does he need to have das? What? Shas ksiva and b'shas ksiva. Right, maybe not the Yerushalmi extended to the shas chalos if it's a delayed chalos. But maybe Bishas Ksiva. Uvishas, meaning, after all, Nesina is the Chalos Girushin, right? So you can't say not Shas Ksiva, because Rabbi Yonah said, in Kosovo, no, please stop it. That's what I think. Lush a very long doc, and I know it's sent to interpret Rabbi Yochanan's words, not what he said, unless there's some proof, right? So there's, I haven't found anyone who says only Shas Nesina, because the words are Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, the Yeshua says, Taka, why Shas Nesina? But then they present, because Rabbi Yochanan says, but if Shas Nesina calls again Shas Nesina, right? That the Redaik from the Lubush, said that it, that he needs to be lucid Shas Nesina. Even the Shastina. Okay, Shastina is the Iker Gerichin. Who holds Shastina and Shastina? What? When the Ran quotes this Bali Tosos, meaning he quotes approvingly, he says, Sarsli Zarsli, your Daikra love Bishastina, U Bishastina. Right? Bishastina and Bishastina, meaning Shastina and Nesina. Which I think would be the most pashut. I think would be the most pashut pshat. And the Rashba, now in order to tell us the Rashba of Adam, he says the start of Nesina being Shaspasina, right? Both the Rashba himself before he quoted the Tosas and then left them all but sorry. So this is the Rashba Aspo, the Ran. 1 second. And how, give me a second, how about Tosos? What does Tosos say? Let's go back to Tosos. What? Tosos sounds like the entire time. What does Tosos say? Tosos says, again, I'll read the magic lines of Tosos. All this Omar read. It all starts with this Omar read. So we get to the very Omar read, starts with Zarsli, Shkalkin, being Ksiva and Asina. Be very careful that he not get messed up between Ksiva and Asina. In this Kalkin, being Tayim, Afilu Nisbakech, Rabasov, A model of Hilash Lakish, because if he loses Das, even if he gets back later, it doesn't help, because at that time he didn't have Das. Even according to Rish Lakish, it's a little sambiyade, because remember, Rish Lakish and Ryokan only argue about a technicality for Dikas when you have a cure in your hand. We don't have a cure in our hand for this Shemir. We might get lucky, he might get his Das back, but we have no cure in our hand. Okay, Masafka, then he brings a Suffolk. We'll come back to Suffolk in a few moments, but what is he saying? In the being Ksiva l'Nesina. He shouldn't get messed up between Ksiva and Nesina. What does the Marashah say? And that's similar to the Lashon of the Seder Haget of the Rush. That's the Seder Haget of the Rush. Sarashi Acholim Shofen Yishim Yidaito Mitchilas Ksiva Haget Adbar Nesinas. Okay. So, what does Rish Yosef say though? I don't know if anyone got a chance to look at Bais Yosef. Did you put Bais Yosef on this?
Just the Ksiva and just the Nesina, no interim.
How clever. You decided to save us time and put the Shulchan Aruch instead. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bishas Ksiva u Bishas Nesina. Okay. Bishas Ksiva u Bishas Nesina. That's pretty explicit. We can add the Makaber to here. But what does he do with Bais Yosef? He quotes Tosos. Tosos said, no, even in between is a problem. And says the Bais Yosef, don't misunderstand Tosas. Of course, in between is not a problem. Here's what in between. In between is irrelevant. Nothing's happening in between. As long as he's shuffling with Shastasina, that's good enough. No one cares about in between. What did Tosas mean when he says he's calculating Tayin? What he meant is not that we care what he is in between. Just be careful that he doesn't become the Kulka, lose his Das in between Ksiva and Nesina, and then he won't have Das, the Shas Nesina. See, so his Kalkel being tight, meaning he won't leave his Kalkel and not have Das, the Shas Nesina. Because usually, I know it's going to be they get better. Usually, it's going to be better if he's like, let's say the Ksiva is, think about it. How long does it take to write a get? There are quick people. It depends who you're talking about. There are quick people. Right, for a shipping rat who's dying, they can do the whole thing in 10 minutes. Not a problem. For the shipping rat, probably less. So at 11 o'clock, they write the get. At 11:10, they answer the get. So what's those things? Make sure you check them at 10 o'clock. It was okay. make sure he doesn't get messed up in between. So if he gets messed up in between, he'll still be messed up at 11:10. And then there'll be a problem with Siva. So basically, he says, don't misinterpret Tosfos. So the Machaber and.
But it's not going to be missed by half. It gets better. It seems to be fine.
No, that's a later point, even. But it doesn't matter. Yeah, make sure it's not Miskalko, Bentayim, and Spainable. Even if he gets better after Nisina, it won't help. That's what Tosfos meant. Even if he gets better after Nisina, it won't help. If he gets better before Nisina, it will help. So Tosfos, lift V.
Why would it make a difference if he gets better after? No one's debating about.
Why it makes a difference if he gets better after Nisina? I guess because you might have had a Havamina that if he got better after Nisina, then he's like someone who's just asleep because he's going to get better on his own. Mashallah, no. It's only if you're going to get better automatically if someone's asleep. It's automatically going to wake up. Or if we have the drug in our hands, the cure in our hands. Okay, they say, the Beis Yosef says now, Beis Yosef then that the Seder Get of the Rush said, seemed more explicit, and said, Mitchilas, seen as I get ad gemar nesina. So she tarp died to be tayim, afisha tachzor died to a love, I get puzzle, right? Sounds like it says Mitchilas, seen as I get ad gemar nesina. So it sounds more like me the whole time. He said, okay, we have to change the girls in there. And really, you have to see if I get ad gemar nesina. Okay. But the yeshiva is convinced that there is no such shita that you even need to be lucid the whole time in between. However, who famously interpreted Tosfos? That you need mi shas ksibaso ad shas mi shas ksibaso ad shas nisinaso beretzef, right? Great. Who said Tosfos meant that?
Marsha.
Now, the Marsha said in a funny way, right? What did the Marsha say?
Yeah.
Says exactly. Like, says that to the Zelly. Can't make this calculate a second in between. The Marsha said it not in an excited way, in a disapproving way, right? He didn't say it with a schmuck. He said it with a tisk. But nonetheless, he says that's what Tosas means. And clearly, the Beis Yosef knew that's what Tosas sounded like because he told Tosas and then had to explain why, obviously, that's not what Tosas really means. But whenever you have to say that's not what someone really means, because you know, it sounds like they do mean it. What does the Maharsha say here? Says the Maharsha, where am I?
The last one.
It's, for some reason, I don't, oh, I see. Okay, I was just reading in the wrong order. Here's the Marsha. Says the Marsha, lo yadani minayin lo lifso, but it's kalkal bein tayyib, kei mishu shofo, b'shas ksina, b'shas ksina. Hakatos says, even if you're miskalkal for a second in the middle, it's possible, but I don't know why. But that's what Tosa says. Even though I don't know why. Okay. I have a little footnote here who says the Marsha is not like the Beis Yosef. Okay, I knew that on my own. So Tosfos, Lefi Marsha, says the whole time, and that's also the stronger mashmaos of Seder Haget of the Rush. Right? I guess you could say he also didn't mean it, but he sounds from there till then. And that's the Achra, the Darkei Moshe, says the Darkei Moshe. He says, no, in our Seder again, meaning the contemporary one he used, it says, Mitchila Saksiva Ad La'achar HaNesina in the Seder again of the Rush. He has argued the Seder of the Rush, but Tov Lach was the Barav, and that's how he paskin, at least, you know, I don't know about the Ebbah, the Egon, etc. But let's say the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe takes this seriously. He says, Tov Lach was the Barav. So we have three shitas, even forget about the Rishon. We have three shitas within the Bavli, Ksiva, and Asina. That's all the Bavli. It's about the Bavli, not talking about the name of Sierra. Is it only Ksiva? You can't say only Ksiva, because we have this closer. Is it only Ksiva? Is it Ksiva and Asina? Or is it Ksiva and Asina and in between? I think the only Abdeya that doesn't need a Hesper is the middle one. After all, Siva and Asina are the two things that need, right, I mean, Siva we discussed, does it need Shlichus of the Baal, does it need authorization of the Baal, blah, 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 second. Or we meet Das at the time that he is doing something, right? No, Chalos, but we need his Das. We can't write a kid without his Das, right? Maybe we need to be Shleach to write a kid. Or maybe, you know, as we're more stone to our bod, maybe Shma means it has to be still like Shleach. So this is, what's the Svara for these? Here, the Svara is Pashut. Siva and Nesina are things the Baal needs to do. If you want to do them on his behalf, you need to das. Why do you say Siva and not Nesina? Why do you say Siva and not Nesina? After all, Nesina is the Chalos Gerashim. You could do a Chalos Gerashim if the Baal is a shelter. You get to Siva. So maybe the same way we find community meaning. Do we ever find that Sivas again is more covered than Sinas again? Yes, in the Sugya of Mili, right? Sivas again is mentioned in the Shliach, and the Sinas again is mentioned in the Shliach. Where else do we find that Sivas is more covered than Sina according to the Ramban? What does the Ramban say in which way Sivas again more covered than any other Shliachs in the world? Needs to be the pad, or the way he says is meaner shlokafana. Every other shlokafana is like meaner manish shlokafana. And that's what we're hearing, right? We can have manish shlokafana, but for Ksiva's like, yeah, I need to be manish shlokafana. Meaning, yeah?
Or it's that we find that the Ksiva is not really, just
as we found earlier than this, and it's not really the point. Ksiva has some choice to conclusions,
of course.
Okay, but that is all, I mean, having Wachita. That's my closer showing, and I've seen it be done by Nebuchadnezzar. You're right. So, but what do we see? Basically, according to the Tosafot and the Rashba, and maybe a lot of other Rishonim, depending on whether you hit the Dafka or not. You know, all the Rishonim only mentioned Siva. You know, they needed Dafka, or they just meant at the beginning of the process. We don't know. We only know when the Rashba quotes Tosfos that he meant in Dafka. His whole context was, I'll be Mechadim, you have to check those who shots the Siva, but no, according to Tosfos, Siva's enough. So, what are they saying? They're saying a big finish. Our whole Sugya is not about anything we wanted to know. It's not about Shlichus in general. Not about Shlichus in general. It's probably fine being the right thing for our heart. To if the Mishaleach has no Das. It's specifically about Ksiva Saget. So what do we have to say here? We have to say one of two things. So you have to say that it's not a general problem, or let's say. Right? The Mishaleach Das is not a problem in regular Shlichus, only in Ksiva. Right? Only in Ksiva. Our whole Sugya is only about Ksiva, not about Shlichus in general. Why should Steve really? The Shliach can do a kalos. The Shliach can sell my house, maybe. So he can buy a house for me. The Shliach can divorce my wife for me as long as just we can see that. The Shliach can do a lot of things. Even if the Shliach has Perdikos or is a Shilter God, it's only Ksivas that get that the Shliach needs that Das. Why is this? Why only Ksivas that get to the Shliach need to? Have Das, a specific Ksiva problem, not a general Shliach problem, a specific Ksiva problem. Why only Ksiva Zaget does need to have Das? So the Rav here says, sorry, I forgot to put the Rav here on the Makor sheet, but the Rav in Ishurim on our Sugya discussed this briefly. Maybe I didn't print it out, so I'll save my pet, but... no, but I don't think it's that paragraph.
That's a different paragraph.
No, that's a different paragraph of the Rav. The Rav, anyway, but either, it doesn't matter. If I didn't print it out, I'll say it about Pef. The Rav in our sugya said, it's a special chumrah of Lishma, like the Ramban said, maybe it's a special chumrah of Lishma. Lishma requires not just regular shlichus. That means you're still a fun of this word. Lishma requires a higher level of shlichus. Lishma means that the husband has to be directly involved in this get. He has to be super connected to the writing of this get. Haraya, for every other shlichus within the Torah, I could say, I have now memaneh, my brother in Tinet to do whatever, and then obviously just point out somehow. He hears they want to govern, that's fine. For the Sinas again, that's fine. But for Ksivas again, I have to tell you directly why. For the Ksivas again, to be told the Shema, the Baal has to be personally involved. He can't be personally involved unless he has daft at that time. So maybe that's what the Rav says. Why? Says the Shiure Haram Lishma. And then what's the parallel? The parallel is like Ramban about Minoy Shlo B'Fanav. Meaning, when the Ramban says you need Minoy B'Fanav, you need the personal direction of the get. Again, it's only Lishma. The Baal is personally directing the Ksiva. It's not just that he is personally interacting with Shliach. He has to remain personally involved in the Ksiva. It's a big chiddush, by the way. But the Shema means the Baal has to be personally involved in this Ksiva. If he's only personally involved in this Ksiva, if he has Das at the time of the Ksiva. You could also say, if you wish, here's an interesting question. Would this only be problem by Get? How about other Shtaros? Maybe you can say to me, Din, Das on site. If the whole point of a get is to concretize Das and Skype in words, maybe there has to be Das at the time you put it to words. Once you put it to words, then you can do whatever you want. But maybe you can say you need Das and Skype. I would have been tempted to say this. Unless that's what he meant. Well, the Shema means that Das and Skype is going to be in a minute. But I would say Das and Skype. Oh, how does the Shtar work? Shtar works, it's my Das, which is turning towards that paper. If I don't have Das at the time the words are on the paper, then that's like, well, Das Messiah. Shlichus, no problem. But the Shema is a problem, Das Messiah is a problem. Or you could say, right, that, based on the last word, even if it is Shlichus, now we get a part of the rub, this is the same previous one. Maybe there's two kinds of Shlichus. There's Shlichus and there's Tetz Shlichus. The Sina already is holding the Chetza. In the Sina, once he's holding the Chetza, then he is mindless. That's how his Das is good enough. Maybe you could say because of meaning the last board. What did we say in the last board? That when you have Mili, then Shliach Eino Baldavar and the Inan. Das Mishaleach. For Mili, that's the weaker kind of Shlichus. For Mili, then you need the Das Mishaleach. But for Shlichus, that Fasas Chetza, when I give you a Chetza, then the Shliach does become the Baal Tavar. And therefore, you don't need Das Mishaleach. And this is Siva. And this is Nesina, and it's not because Ksiva is unique compared to everything in the Torah. It's because Ksiva is Mili. And then the Nafmina is the same thing. Nafmina is, according to this day of Tosos, not the print of Tosos, what other actions would also be us? Right? The Nafmina is the scope according to the Shira Rav, only Sivas get needs the Mishalek Divin Das. If it's a Divin Das Maschayev, Sivas Shtaros. If you say it's because of Mili, any Shlichos without a Heft. Because any Shlichos without a Heft is the sweeter kind of Shlichos. Again, obviously, I mean, some Yats there. So, we have this very good Shita, the Rav Kodun Kodun, that already we notice a lot in Shemi Ashkaz and Lucy's. So, we don't hold it out. Maybe that depends on the Russian Seder yet. Whether the Girsa should be also a Sino or not. Why do we think Siva be more covered than a Sino? When our intuition would tell us the Sino should be more covered. That's the actual Girshin. The answer is yes, the Sino is the actual Girshin. But in regular Shlichus, and basically not only the Torah read the Rama in regular Shlichus, they both read more than that. It's not even sold to Rabbana. In regular Shlichus, you don't need Das and Shleich whatsoever. It's only in Sivas Aget. Why? Either Sivas Aget is unique for Shema. But Shema means Shema, which means the husband's personality in it. Or Das Maschai, if you need the husband's Das in it, so to call Shtaros. Or maybe to expand even more, Mili. Any Mili is a weaker Shlichos because of no Ketla, and a weaker Shlichos, then you still need the Das and the Shalea. The Shalea does not become Shema.
Maybe this is saying basically the same thing. Let's
say
it a little bit differently. The only one can create a sacred priest.
That only
one? The Baal can create a sacred
priest. I think that's going to end up being the same as the Shema. Okay, well, so.
How does time to maybe hard time thinking about the problem and the Torah same, like same thing? Does it tie it? How do they.
Yeah. So, how did this connect to the Rama and the Torah? Good question. Meaning, then what are the Rambam of the Torah? Do that is what you're asking.
Yeah, yeah.
If I said that it's been, that they both agree that Sina, you know, Das Shalem, Sina can be insane, that for so it's only by Siva. Then what are the Rambam of the Torah arguing about?
Then you lose not from me also.
Yes, then you have to interpret the Rambam of the Torah totally differently. Basically, everyone's analysis of the Rambam of the Torah is assuming not this. Then the Rambam will be arguing to Raisa on one of these specific things. Either the Rambam would say, you know what? Lishma doesn't need the special Das in the Baal. Lishma just needs regular Shlichus. Or Das in the Sky just needs regular Shlichus. Or he would say, I know there's a Sugya Mila Mental Shliach, but that means with something about, not about being a more dependent or less dependent Shliach. Basically, this is all what the Torah would say. And the Rambam would say, the truth is, I don't think the Rambam would work for the Shita whatsoever. The Rambam doesn't fit the Shita at all. This Shita forget the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam basis is sacred to our bottom. There's no reason to our bottom. Maybe? Ah, I think that. Okay. You know what? This is all with the Torah. Okay. Now, whose fault is it that it's getting very complicated? Mine or Yehuda's?
Take it back.
Okay. But if you want to know the truth, ignore the black. Ignore the black if you're already lost. This is the Svara, the Fee, the Tor, who says it's Fussel Daraisa. If you're the Fee, the Rambam, the Fee, the Rambam, that it's a Psol Darabanan, is very Fussel. Goes through Siva Batu Sivoy. Aval. Gazu Siva Batu Sivoy. Aval. Ain. Say better. Shirin get Kishabal Shafoy Bishas Siva the low Bishas Nasina Lo Yavohu Bahakel Kisha Aino Shafoy Bishas Sivoy. According to the Rambam, the whole problem is there are gozer who's not a bendas. Atu, maybe he won't be bendas when he's mitzaveh. Right? Or that's what's here in Rambam. So they say, as long as he's a bendas b'shas siva, then we're not worried that maybe he wasn't bendas b'shas siva. As long as we require you to bendas b'shas siva, then it'll be obvious that he's and they won't come to me. Like we say, was he bendas when he wrote it? Yes. Afterwards, we don't care. Then they'll know he has to be bendas when he wrote it. So he has to be a bendas. But he tells me where he was. So he just said examples, which is very important.
Can we say that the problem and the tour were pulling on what they were referring to? The Zixiva and Zixiva, because you could say it. They say, my father, like the Rambam, and he's talking about Zixiva and Zixiva. And then the tour, the Fishi does so.
Meaning,
only, and then you lose.
Could you say that this is all a big Lashitase? But what's the Rambam's law show? The Rambam's law show is a why my question. That is interesting. That he keeps talking about Kasu Benosu. He keeps mentioning the Sivan is doesn't say check this Shah and check that Shah, but he keeps saying Kosu Benosu. Right? Which would imply clearly.
Yeah.
So maybe the Rambam who says, well, it's here to Rambam and gets what you said. It's here to Rambam, maybe it's here to everything. The Torah says, no, it's Psalm Araisa. Oh, the Psalm Araisa is only on Tziva. You could. I mean, it's just not so much because the Rambam could have said it's here to Rambam and they were only both right secrets. That's good enough. Just me. And the Torah could have said it's the Rambam, so there goes right everything. So he doesn't hold.
Fit it in.
Right, but it is interesting. I have to think about it. Okay, last point on this. How about the third opinion? Tosas sort of sounds like everyone agrees Tosas sounds like you have to be lucid the whole time, even in between. What do we care about in between? My husband in between. That's our Shas Kasha.
No, you want to know that it's all one action.
Aha. So what's the Svara? The Marsha. Says Sarachia. He can't think of the Svara, right? But okay, that's not the answer. And Basil say is so convinced that there's no Svara that he says Tosas never said it. No one ever said it. But if we assume Tosas did say it, like Moshe, if we assume Tosas did say it, then what's the Svara? So the only person I saw who talks about this is the Rav. And the truth is, I forgot the book, of course. The Rav talks about it in like two lines here as well, on my base, although a bit longer. Earlier in the Pesachas, says the Rav, this is the Rav's, it's a two-part chiddush. Says the Rav has two chiddushim that Tzivas Haget. One is, which Rav Shechter wrote up very nicely, if anyone got a chance to look at the Eretz Tzvi, right? This is Simcha Kabbal in the Eretz Tzvi, it's called Kuntras, it didn't the Shema Beget. What he means by Kuntras, as opposed to just the Inyan, is that these are notes from the Rav Shir. A quick step, a use of cool, shiure, or a board grab, you grid, I'll leave you some magic slita. Now it's a top. Bosapas, unit, marimikomos, le sifre, ha, af, ronin. Okay, and then he lists a few paragraphs which he added himself. But it's his notes in the Rav Shir. Then the Rav, what do we mean when we need the Shema Neget? I'm not saying this matches the proper definition. The Rav says the Rav's big finish is that. Sivas Haget is not the Hechsher for Yeshiva. It's not, you know, when I build a Sukkah, that's the Hechsher for Yeshiva Sukkah. Building a Sukkah is not anything, but I need a Sukkah in order to do Yeshiva Sukkah, right? When I write Tefillin, that's the Hechsher for wearing Tefillin. I can go on. When I write a star mecher, that's the hechsher. Well, actually, he deals with it. So let's assume that's the hechsher. No, mecher he doesn't. That's the hechsher for the Kenyan star of Iran. He says, what do you mean by kasav lo lishma? He says, but by getting it's different. The ksivas get is part of the process of givership. The kasav la sefer Christos venasa the yada means the ksiva and the nesina together are the givership. The Rav says the ksiva and the nesina together are the givership. Therefore, and the Rav brings many rayas for that. So, for example, one of his rayas is, what did you hear? But not base and base. That you could explain this in many different ways. But the pure Rav and the base, he says, how come the way he reads the Maskana of the Gemara, you need two Eidim for the Lashma of the Get, but you don't normally need two Eidim for the Hechter of Darshana Erba. No one ever said you need two Eidim that the ring is Shavakrut, or the ring belongs to the Chasam. Or what does he say here? You know, you don't need two Eidim that the sandal is kosher for Chalitza, etc. Why do you need two Eidim for Lashma of the Get? So what he says, didn't the Shmash beget in Iraq sign the Hechshra get? El Shlashmoy say Tzeirah being seen as a get in the Sina. So it's Tzeirah that Gomer's by seeking Shalom Yerichi. It's the Tzeirah of Ksivan in the Sina that creates the Gerasin. And K Ksivan is a get Lashmoy, yes, Sola is a Gerasin. Therefore, Eda is a Ksivan is a get Lashmoy, and he's a Gerasin. Ksivan is a get as part of the Gerasin. That's the main Chiddush of the Rav here. Ksivan is a get as part of the Gerasin. Okay, the Rav has a few parts to this Chiddush. One part of the Chiddush that Ksivan is a get is part of the Gerasin. And that's why says the that's why the Rav thinks that's how he explains it in a mechusar ketitza. You can't write again b'mechubar. So if you write again b'mechubar, then it's not ready for giving yet. That means ketitza needs to be cut off. What does the real Rav say? Ah, so the whole point of the problem is that there needs to be a tzira from the ksiva to the sina, and therefore it can't be in a state unready for the sina when you write it. It's like that's why you can't write a get for a woman you haven't married yet. I can't write a get for a woman I haven't married yet. Why not? So the Rambam says this is not the shema. The book is not the shema. You can't say it's part of the course if not married yet. And then he quotes from the he goes from Tosfos says it's Dovah Shlof Aliyom. He says, what do you mean Dovah Shlof Aliyom? Not to me, you're comparing it yet. No, if it's part of the kid, it's absolutely Dovah Shlof Aliyom. So says the Rav, Ksiva is part of, that's what we mean by Ksiva Lishma. Ksiva is not just preparing a chetza, Ksiva is part of the process of Gershin. And he has tremendous nafkaminas. One of his nafkaminas that I came to now is he says that therefore, you know what, after Ksiva, the woman's partially divorced already. Like in some things, there are bonnets, she's already divorced Mishas Ksiva. He brings many. We discussed this 3 years ago, you might recall that, but exactly the Gar show that Rabbi Shimon says that as soon as you write to get the Malum says Peros, why does he Peros? You already started to be the divorce process. And that's why, according to, I think it was Abaye, you start counting the 3 months of Havchana, right? She has to be divorced for 3 months in order to get through married to know the paternity from the time of Ksivas again. But the Ksivas again, she's already partially divorced. So then he even wants to make a big finish that we'll get to a little later, that there's an Isser Bia after Ksivas again because it's a little bit out of wedlock. And therefore, they're not supposed to engage in Bia outside of wedlock, and that might be why Ksivas again passes for Kahuna. Maybe even the Raisa, according to Beit Shammai, because it's already a mikdas. Gerushin. So that's basically what did the Rav say? Says the Rav. He says no. He says that it's the Tzeiruf of Ksiva and Nesina. Halev HaGerushin. How is she divorced? She's not divorced because you have a Ksiva, then you have the right Chetza, and then and then you use it for a divorce. No, the ksiva is part of the process. You need a tzeiruf of ksiva and nesina. Now, says the Rav, if so, then you know what? It needs to be straight through from ksiva to nesina. For example, this machlokes we show him, both discuss enough on base, can you be mevatel get? Says I'm a mevatel get. Can he change his mind and use it to divorce? Buzzin writes against, or he tells so writing against signs, he says, I'm about to look at. The Rambam and many other Rishonim hold to get his bottle. Why? Well, says it's not Lashmani. So what do you mean Lashma? If Lashma is just about how they wrote the get, then it's Lashma. Right? The many Rishonim say it's not Lashma. The Rambam says, no. The point of Lashma doesn't just mean you have to prepare the right text. one of the shvatim event is part of the process. The process of Yerushin goes from Siva to Nesina. If you break it in between, it's already broken. You have to start all over again. If you stop in the middle of the process and say, I changed my mind, I'm withdrawing my das, that's a bit of the shvat again. Then, even though it was written properly and given properly, even in between, it still has to be continuing the process of Yerushin. Because otherwise, you don't have the tzira of Siva and Nesina. And we see this. Where do we see that even in between in the tzira? By the Shita, the Rama, of Minim Shabbat. That if the husband is bottled, to get its bottle. Also, by the way, in the sugya of Makubar, there is a Makubar, but I'll quote you the Shita of B. The Shita, one second, sorry. Yeah, the Shita of the Rama, quoted in the Torah, who says that, let's say I wrote a get, the Tosh. Wrote a get on a chopped down piece of wood. And then I planted it and it took root and started growing. And then I chopped it down and gave it to her. Says it's possible. Why? Well, you know, the tzira, do you see the tzira? Not saying everyone agrees. Not saying everyone agrees about Lishma. So basically, says the Rav, what do we find? He says we find, what do we find? A, Shitas Harbe Rishonen. Dim. Detail I get. Thank Siva Linesina. Right. Eno get. Shitas Rama. I don't mean Shitas Yachin. I mean, very few people discuss this because it's a very, very weird case. So it's lucky that anyone discussed it. It's just there are only two Rishonim who, two Rishonim who discuss it really, which is the Rashba and the Ramah. So my folks in the Rashba and the Ramah. Okay, Shitas Ramah, which is De'im Hishrish Haget Bekarka, obviously not in every occurrence, Bain Siva Linesina Enoget. Why? Basically, if it's not made and raw for Nesina the whole time, you break the tzeirah. Once you break the tzeirah, now you have to start all over again. So, what does the Rav say? The Rav says, he said, just had one last shita. Shitas, Tosvos, and who knows who else might agree with them. Shitas Tosvos, in Nishtate HaBaal, Bain Siva Linesina. Eino get. After all, Nishtata Baal is pretty similar to Bitlaget. What is Bitlaget? Adam says, I withdraw my das. Nishtata Baal, he also draws his das. So the rod, he doesn't have it anymore. Basically, if at any point in the process, you break it Sarah because you write the get and it's ready for Nesina, ready for Nesina, ready for Nesina, and all of a sudden it's not Roy Linesina. Whether because the husband says, I don't want to give a bottle. Bottle it out. Or because you planted in the ground. Or because the husband was not a god or a Roy Linesina. If you break that tzira for 1 minute, then you broke the tzira from Siva Linesina, and now it's no good. Because Gerushin needs a tzira between Siva and Linesina. That's the finish of the Rav. That's the finish of the Rav. He says that here, very briefly, says in the base, says in the Daf Tes, which is talking about Bechover. He says that a bit will get enough love at bays, and Rav Schechter writes up very nicely.
The growing the ground is an amazing one because it's regardless of shlichus, but by the Rambam, where he just like the ball comes in, it's good to be in the shlichus. Why the get is the puzzle? Not because it's the zero. Because of the process of the get. Because of shliach and all the say that I assigned.
I mean, what you're saying is it could be not a bit of the get, just a bit of shlichus. If I lose my das in between, then the shlichus is possible. Just according to you, you would come out with another chumrah. What if the husband lost his das between the minoy and the ksiva, and they got it back for the ksiva and the rest of the process? You would want to possible now.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, if he loses das for 1 second, it's about the shlichus forever. No, you're definitely wrong. You have to be wrong. Why do you have to be wrong? Because remember what Rish Lakish says, Lovein Lamedar, what's his lashon? Elam Luchei Beit. if he doesn't advance, if he doesn't advance for the Ksiva, it's unfortunate, Gar, that you don't have to ask him again. The Shlichus still lasts. So I don't think Shlichus is bottled by breaking the rest.
No, well, in the Baal, he has that all the time. He wants to bottle Shlichus, not and something to do it again.
If he wants to bottle Shlichus, he's bottled Shlichus.
The best thing I didn't answer was referring to.
No, because he says explicitly that even if you bought the Shlichus and then took it himself and beat the Torah, it's still bottled. It's still bottled.
What about the cases where we discussed where that we have the shliach and the husband saying different things, and then we said, oh, if the get has got to her hand, then she's divorced. But yeah, if not, if it's in the hand of shliach, then we go according to the shliach. It seems to kind of contradict this, where the husband is saying he doesn't want the get, but the get actually the one.
No, what's in the wife's hands is too late. It's already all over. You don't need to say after it's in her hand. Then the garrison is already pitched.
So if he says, he wants
to get if it gets in her hand and he says on the bottle, of course it's too late. It's already all finished. You only need a rest from the beginning to the end, not after the end.
What's the big deal? I mean, in any mitzvah, if there's hesed hadas, you bring a sukkah and you go out, you have to make another profit, all kinds of. If you drop your das in the middle, you broke it. It's not such
a... The main finish of the rub is that this is considered the middle, because without the rub, you would say this not the middle. The marriage is going to see that everything else is just preparing the props. Mm-hmm. Right? Just preparing. Clearly, you don't need das building your sukkah and sitting in the sukkah. Clearly, you don't need das writing your... So tying your tzitzis and wearing your tzitzis. Right? You don't need das between, you know, writing your Megillus Esther and it. So the main finish the right, right? Main finish the rub is that it's considered the middle. That's the main finish.
What does the mom say that being the bottom?
No, the Rambam would say it depends on your lush. If you use the lush of it on shlichus, you just don't want this shlichus. You still want to get a different shlichus for yourself. You use the lush of it on get, you mean you don't want the get to be get at all.
Can you just clarify?
Yes. If I wrote a get betolosh, I wrote a get on a piece of wood that is tolosh, that's perfectly kosher. And then I plant it in the ground that it takes root and starts growing and becomes mechuber. Then it takes an axe and chop it down and give it to my wife. The Rashi says that's kosher. The seed was good and the seed was good. And the Ramah would say, no, that's puzzle because you don't have a retzef from the seed to the seed. Basically says it was mechuser, tzitza. Basically, what the Ramah says, since for a moment in the middle it wasn't a fit for Nesina, that breaks everything. It's very similar to the Tosafot says, for a moment in the middle, he wasn't fit for Nesina. Again, but it's said, the Ramah is not fit. But it's very, very similar. If he was mevatel get before it's written, then he was mevatel. That's just not a valid get. No, what's the comparison? The comparison is this. If he went crazy before the ksiva and then gained sanity, then it's perfectly fine. If you told them, I changed my mind, don't write a get, before they wrote it, and then went back and said, write a get, then it's also perfectly fine. Parallel works. The parallel is, then he recovered. So the parallel would be, he said, I bought the get, and then he changed his mind, recovered, and said, no, I want the get. Would be fine. Okay, what you don't
know. Did you said that the source in previous was. So in Shliach really becomes the Baal Dover, so you never break it. You always have someone who's in control that has that.
Yes. And if not, okay. Here, yes, in a Hanami. So what this means is that this would all be true according to the Torah. And according to the Rambam, yeah, basically everything we say in Lundus is really important to the Torah. But the Rambam is holding zero or above it anyway, so like none of the Rambam just really applies.
If you really hold it for all the other Nachmanim, comes all over, there's no break with sin.
And it's not.
So this is not according to.
It's not according to the Rambam. Basically, that whole house is still waiting to the Rambam.
I'm saying not according to anyone who says the Shliach comes by another.
Who then would have to say like the Rambam here? Unless you throw in that Yosef, you know, who says that there's a Havka besides that, you know, although I don't know if he'd say the Shliach comes by another, right? The Shliach comes by another, I'm not saying any of this. Which basically similar to what I wrote here in
the Bible. These are dealing with the case of the Shliach.
Yes. If the Shliach goes mad, that's a great question. What goes mad is the first question, second, that if the Shliach goes mad and recovers, you can still do the get. But that doesn't bother me. After Yehuda and I already decided at a meeting of the minds that you don't need a retzer for Shliach, only for get. That doesn't bother me if the Shliach goes mad and recovers, you can still do the get. Because if the Shliach goes mad, the get is, there's still a rat set. The get is still good for Gerushin. Someone else needs to pick it up. The Shliach goes mad, there's not a break in the process of Gerushin. You just need to send in another guy to pick it up. And if the Shliach goes mad, that's a fundamental break in the Gerushin. The Shliach goes mad, the Gerushin can't be done. The Shliach goes mad, the Gerushin is just fine. Need a different guy. So it doesn't bother me.
So if he gives it and he is mad at
the time, then it's no good. That's not doing the mice.
That's the opposite of the Kyoto. You even need that to the holds itself.
Yeah, okay. That's, you see what I'm saying within the sheet? Yeah. He wasn't saying only, he was saying even. Not the diametrical opposite.
You say even.
Yeah, correct.
Saying the opposite.
Correct.
He lives the opposite.
Correct. Basically, I apologize if this is confusing. Maybe there is something I could have done about it. Maybe there isn't. I'm not sure. Basically, this whole board is, according to like the normal way of reading our Gemara, which is that our Gemara is the Raisa, and that it's just that, you know, the Mishalayach needs his das to back up the Shliach. Then all of this. Otherwise, you're going to have to put black everywhere if you want to take into account the Rambam or even other Shitas. Okay.
Also, not like your Shabbat.
Right.
Or the Kubernetano on top.
Correct. It's sure not like you. Sure not like. I mean, that's not necessarily true. Either of these could agree with your Shabbat. Right?
Yeah.
Just the first thing is they're not like your Shabbat. Right? I mean, it could be like your Shabbat. Bays and Gimel could agree with your Shabbat. Yeah. Okay. The last thing, there's a lot of technicalities. Yeah. Based on the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Oh, perfectly, we have to read the Gemara. We haven't read the Sakhdari of the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Right? We read our Yoga Mishlakish. That's about it. If I recall. And we are up to Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? What did Rabbi Yochanan really say? That you can't give it while he's a Shote? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say you can't give it while the husband's a Shote? After all, if they got reshechted, right, Shnei Simonim, or at least Rove, then he can't talk. Obviously, if he's shechted, how can he talk? He doesn't have a windpipe. But he uses sign language to say, Kis v'get lit ishti. Then they can write and give the get to his wife. That Tanya, and likewise, Brita says, Ra'u Maguyan Uxolaytom with his limbs chopped off or crucified, Alan Slikat, Verbana, the kids get lashed. He couldn't talk, but he silently said, kids get lashed. They can give it. So, what's the kasha? The kasha is, how can Rabbi Yochanan say you need the das of Mishaleach? Over here, you don't have the das of over here, you don't have the das of the shaleach. And says Tosos, Why isn't this a kashya? Ah, because isn't he losing his das when he dies?
Even at the original.
No. So says Tosos, why is this not against the Mishnah? Says Tosos, it's not a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you need das b'shas tikkun. Here he had das b'shas tikkun. He was using sign language, he had das. What's the problem? The problem is obviously some new chef that is going to lose their das very quickly. Obviously someone's with Guya or Solo is going to lose their das very quickly. So basically, they have das b'shas tikkun, but they lose their das b'shas maisa. That's exactly against Rabbi Yochanan. Right? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? It's not enough that das b'shas tikkun. Right? Let's again. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says be'inan das habaal b'shas tivoy. And that's posture. That's not even interesting. Right? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Oh, be'inan das habaal b'shas ksiva. Maybe and Messina, right? Or maybe and in between, right? That's against this Brisa. That's against the Brisa and Shmuel. Because what do Shmuel and the Brisa say? They say the Shachon and the Meguyad. And Tosos and every other Rishon says, why isn't this against the Mishnah? Ah, because he has das when he's mitzaveh. Just he's going to lose his das very soon, right? Right, behanocha, right? Plus, yadua deshachot meguyad be salov. What is yadua? At least Yadua in the Havamina, let's see. Or let's say better. Shehare Yesh Lachosh Shehashachot Meguyad or Tsalov Yiskalkel Ad. Shas Ksiva. After all, isn't it an obvious shash that will be Mekalkel? Right? It's an obvious shash. Imagine Mekalkel Shas Ksiva. So what did that prove? That proves Lo Be'inan Das Habal Shas Ksiva. That's against Rabbi Yochanan. That's the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Tosos asks, is it only a kasha of Rabbi Yochanan? Was the Machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan resolved just in a bodily carry fundamental or a very technical detail? Who remembers? The technical detail of the status of someone who was insane, but Same Yada, the cures in our hands. Rabbi Yochanan resolved just only argued with Same Yada, they agree about the Shota Gavar. Hold on, is this guy Same Yada? Do you know how to cure this guy? Is it easy for you to cure the Shachat, Maguyan, and Solov?
Stitches.
They didn't have stitches for Christian. That I don't think it's what we are. Meaning it's clearly not Same Yada. Right? How could this be Same Yada? So why is it also Kasha Reish Lakish? That's Ghost's second question. Ghost says, why isn't this also Akasha on Reish Lakish? After all, right? What does Ghost say? After all, how about Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish. Gam mode lazeh im ein same biyodan. If his cure is not in our hands, so why is it also kasha Reish Lakish? What does Tosas answer? Tosas two answers, but they're both saying
love dafka.
That the kasha is also Reish Lakish, says Tosos.
Both
gam al Reish Lakish. Oh, so why does it say? What does it say in our Gemara? Umi Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Achdi. So Tosfos has two answers. He says maybe we don't have the Gersa Umi Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Achdi, or if we do, it's just because Rabbi Yochanan said it in Furush. And Reish Lakish didn't say this explicitly. This is what the Gemara said Reish Lakish told us. So therefore, either they were asking the Amar Rav Reish Lakish, or they only asked Rav Yochanan to say it explicitly. They weren't asking Rav Reish Lakish. Said it with Purish, it's just we have Masora, that's what he held. So it's better to ask Rav Yochanan, who said it with Purish, than Reish Lakish, you just have Masora, what he held. The Rashba have a radical in the earth. And I think that we'll have to call it a day. Says the Rashba is the same question. It's just a matter of different technical answers. He says, well, maybe it's because it wasn't. Maybe it's because it wasn't Reish Lakish himself. It was just what the Gemara said on behalf of Reish Lakish, and therefore, even though it is a kasha, you know, it's not such a convincing kasha. Reish Lakish didn't say it himself. The Gemara just said it on his behalf. Or he suggests something a little more radical. What does he say? Where is this? Oh, this is not the Rashba. That's why I missed it there. Good excuse. He says right here, he says, Hadashin Rav Yochanan, why is this also a kasha on Rish? So he says, maybe he didn't say it explicitly, or this is a little wild. He says, Vishlomar Same Biyotan, really so chef that we can cure him. Really we can cure him. He doesn't say the Guyan Solov, basically more later on, if we put him in the base of the Shisha and immobilize him, if we immobilize him and put him someplace with no way, we can really cure him. So basically Toso says it's Kasha also Reish Lakish, and that's basically what the Rashba also says. He just elaborates more. In Kasha Reish Lakish, but since Reish Lakish didn't say it explicitly, we might have thought he didn't, wasn't motivated by Shofet, that's what we don't ask of him. And the Rashba, in his second answer, says, Shachot Same Biyadan. Okay, we can't cure the Shachot, that's why it's not a Kasha Reish Lakish. Okay, in any case, it's a Kasha either on Reopana and Reish Lakish, or under Rav Yochanan, and what we think Reish Lakish says, but we can't prove explicitly it's what Reish Lakish said, there's only what we said for him, or it's not a gospel Reish Lakish, it's not with the other. What's the Gemara's answer? And with this, we'll have to end. And Chaim's going to ask me, where did we get up to? And
yes, where did we get up to?
We didn't get up to four yet. We finished 1, 2, 3, but not four. What is the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is no. Is this comparable husband like to Tzimusu Shudun Askinobeg Acha Daita Shegishtahi by the guy who was shechted or hacked or crucified? His das is fine. He's just getting weak, so it's hard for him to. But his das is fine. But the guy who has Kordaikas, his das is Veska. Meaning they have Masora that even though these people were shechted are getting and Maguya and everything are getting weak. Even though they're getting weak, they're still lucid. They're just too weak to interact with their medical knowledge. Basically, what's the answer? The answer is that we deny this premise. Yeah, it might look like they lose their das, they're shechted before they die. But really, they don't lose their das. They just don't have a lot of strength, and therefore they can't interact with us. And Tosu said, beginning to rest us on, how long do they still have their das? Don't say we checked at the time of the Sina, because then it would be pasha if they still have das. And he says, it must be that we assume they still have das until we prove that they don't. Okay, so they just basically say, Tzidos, your assumption was wrong. You thought they lose their das after the Tzivoy. Nope. They keep their das till they die or until proven otherwise, and therefore it's not a kasha in the first place. Okay, what we just have to fill in next time is the machlokas. We've shown them here how this ties into the end of the mission. The end of the mission says we check three times, right? If someone's mishtatik. Someone can't talk, we check three times. Hold on a second. Someone's mishtatik, we check three times. Our Gemara had a case called shachot, a case called Solo, a case called Goyad, and didn't say anything about checking. And then, how about the Stam Shiver, the guy who's sick and weak? Not exactly the Shtatik. Shtatik sounds like he just was dumbstruck. So do you have to check him? Do you not have to check him? So that's just what we'll have to summarize next time, the Shitas of the Rishonim, which, when we're Choshish, someone's a Shoter, when we're Choshish, someone's not a Shoter, when we need to check, when we don't need to check, and then we'll go on in the Gemara. Then we'll go on in the Gemara, hopefully, until the end of the page, which really is the perfect two words of the final alpha and aleph. So meanwhile, work on that with Rashi and Toklos, and we'll pick up Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow being